It's The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji.
A little history this morning. It's a book of towering importance, up on the shelf there with other volumes that created huge revolutions of thought, like Capital of Karl Marx or even the Bible. The book is On the Origin of the Species, and 150 years ago today, Charles Darwin presented his theory of evolution and natural selection at the Linnaean Society of London. A year and a half later, it came out in book form. The theory of evolution and natural selection came with powerful evidence from Darwin's observations of animals all over the world, and it directly challenged then-prevailing scientific doctrines of spontaneous generation, as well as the widely held religious beliefs that the Creator ordained the laws of nature.
There is grandeur in this view of life, with its several powers having been originally breathed into a few forms or into one. And that whilst this planet has gone cycling on according to the fixed law of gravity, from so simple a beginning, endless forms most beautiful and most wonderful have been and are being evolved.
The language is from the 19th century, but that's the voice of author and biologist Richard Dawkins reading the final words from On the Origin of Species. When Darwin's theories were first published, they came under harsh criticism from the religious and scientific community. Here, in a reenactment for WGBH's Nova, esteemed 19th century anatomist Richard Owen gives Darwin a piece of his mind, which he insists has nothing in common with the monkeys.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Your book is a snub to the clergy and an insult to humanity. It's nihilism. Only a man devoid of a soul could find solace in a bestial ancestry.
And that was just the beginning of a continuous debate about evolution. In July 1925, the mixture of religion and science caught fire in the crucible of the Dayton, Tennessee public school system. The Scopes Trial, or Monkey Trial as it was called, dominated headlines across the country. Its arguments over God and biology came straight from Darwin.
Dateline, Dayton, Tennessee, July 11th, 1925. Charles Darwin's theory that all mankind had descended from a common ancestor, a so-called missing link, had set off the fireworks. John T. Scopes, a Dayton biology teacher, had decided to test a new Tennessee law that forbade the teaching of any theory that denied the divine creation of man. He deliberately read Darwin's theory of evolution to his high school class, complete with drawings and all details. And just as deliberately, he was arrested and indicted.
Scopes was found guilty and charged a $100 fine. Within 4 years, anti-evolution bills had been introduced in 20 states. For decades, Darwin was locked out of public schools. He came back in the 50s and 60s when scientific education became a national priority. In 1981, the Louisiana legislature ruled that creationism be taught in tandem with evolution. In 1987, that decision was overruled by the Supreme Court. The passionate arguments from the Scopes trial are echoed today. Here's ACLU attorney Vic Walczak responding to a 2005 ruling that struck down the teaching of so-called intelligent design.
We are absolutely thrilled that Judge Jones has seen through the smoke and mirrors and has ruled that intelligent design is not science, but is in fact a particular religious view.
Religion, science, the debate goes on, and the echoes continue in classrooms today. That's two students, Freena Lynn and Sarah Perkins, who wrote this song about Darwin and uploaded it to Mr. Hand's 8th grade science class in Mansfield Middle School in Connecticut. On the Origin of Species, from 150 years ago at the Linnaean Society in London to an 8th grade science class today.
Most fate creatures would live and reproduce so that they would pass on their own traits to their offspring.